visit the central highlands of Iceland next month, and where there was once an active flow of ice, you will find a plaque, a memorial, really, to a former glacier lost to climate change. The demise of the Oikkal Glacier was carefully documented by volunteers who track Iceland's glaciers, work that has taken on more urgency with climate change. About 35 volunteer glacier keepers collect data at 64 measurement sites. Their numbers are published in the Icelandic scientific journal, Jokul, and submitted to the World Glacier Monitoring Service database. Snævarr Guðmundsson is a glaciologist at Southeast Iceland Nature Research Center and one of the glacier keepers. He joins us now. Snævarr, what does it mean to be a glacier keeper exactly? What does a glacier keeper do?
It actually means that you take care of maybe a single glacier and you measure it, hopefully annually, and then we collect these data. We've done it since 1930s. So we have a good record of how the glacier has been changing.
So you say you've been successful at monitoring glaciers, but is it possible that glacier keepers can actually keep glaciers from being lost or even retreating?
No, nothing like that. This is a global scale issue, but not something that any person can handle. I can tell you one thing to paint a picture of that. One of the larger glaciers I'm monitoring is actually losing mass on such scales that it is losing about, let's say, you know, if you picture a container, a 20-foot container, this glacier, this single glacier, is losing one container of ice every second.
Wow.
And has been doing so for the last 120 years.
I mean, at some point, it's also possibly going to mean you won't have a job if these glaciers keep melting.
I
mean, I'm glad you're laughing about that, but isn't that the reality?
It is possible, yeah, but not in the next 200 years or so.
Snævarr, what drove you to do this work?
Well, actually, I've been fascinated by glaciers since I was 12 years old.
Well,
climbing. I love climbing, and I loved climbing on the Oikkal glaciers, on the ice. So I just had a passion for it for a very long time.
Snævarr, when you're out there documenting how these glaciers are changing so radically, what are you thinking about in terms of ways we should be combating climate change?
I think about this as a very serious problem we are heading into. I don't have the answer, actually, but I'm afraid that all nations on Earth must collaborate in doing something, but you can't do it as a single nation or a single person.
The former Oikkal Glacier, which lost its status as a glacier in 2014, it's being memorialized next month, as I said. How do you feel about that? Do you worry that some of the glaciers you're tracking right now may cease being glaciers at some point as well?
Yeah, it might. This is a very symbolic event, I think. This is one of the glaciers that I read about when I was a young boy. It's like a relative is dying. This is what will happen, and it will probably get faster and faster.
So not to be grim or extend that metaphor, I mean, as more glaciers melt, do you feel like you're losing a family?
When you have known these glaciers for such a long time and you know their story quite well, you know which glacier was advancing at time and retreating at some time, you know when there was an eruption in this glacier. Yes, you are losing part of our geological story.
In Iceland, there are about 35 volunteers who are glacier keepers. Do you get together? I mean, when you do get together, what do you talk about?
Yes, we meet occasionally. We talk about just things like glaciers and anything else.
How do you keep conversation from getting to be a complete bum out?
Well, we don't have a sad conversation about this, actually. We know what is happening, and we don't have to discuss it much. The advice is to work this through. As I said earlier, we almost join forces together.
Snævarr Guðmundsson is a glaciologist at Southeast Iceland Nature Research Center and one of the glacier keepers on the front line of glacial melt. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Our thanks to writer Gloria Dickey for help in reporting that story.